Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Biz Connect, a radio show with myself, Martin White. And as always, we've got two fabulous guests in the studio with us today, and we will be asking them to introduce themselves very shortly. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. We have a fabulous mix of music chosen by our studio guests today, which is great because it gets me off the hook. And we have got some very patriotic England numbers thrown in there as
well. It's coming back home.
Exactly. You can follow us on social media. You can tweet us live at Kent_biz, and we also have dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook show pages, so please search for Biz Connect, a radio show, and follow us there. And we also have a website, kentbizconnect.co.uk, so you can find out more details about today's guests and also upcoming shows on our website. And you can also listen back to this show from tomorrow lunchtime and all our previous shows as well. So we have quite a back catalogue on there that you can download and listen to at your leisure. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you've got an interesting story to tell, we would love to hear from you. So please do get in touch on one of the aforementioned and we will invite you on the show. I think without further ado, though, it's time to invite our guests to introduce themselves. I think it's fair to say we have a bit of a construction theme to the show today. And our first guest to my right, we have...
Oh, it's Piotr Bittner here, a chartered structural engineer who since 2017 is helping clients to build construction projects and empowers contractors to actually deliver them on site. And I do it through Bittner, which is a consulting and design firm.
And Piotr, you're based right here in Ashford, so it's lovely to have you with us in the studio today. And to my left...
Hello, my name is Molly. I am Business Development Manager for Bowville, who are our main contractor in Rochester.
Brilliant. Lovely to have you with us as well, Molly. And you two haven't been on the show before, so...
No, it's first time.
A little bit nervous.
Yeah, true.
An absolute pleasure to welcome you guests onto the show. I think what we're going to do now, we've got a couple of music tracks for you. We've got something very, very England and very patriotic. And then we've got a song chosen by Piotr. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. Hopefully you'll agree that first song, England, New Order, World in Motion, was entirely appropriate for the euphoria that we're all experiencing this morning. Some of us...
Hangover. I didn't say that.
Some of us having gone to sleep. Molly, you tried to stay up for the...
I failed miserably, but I did try.
I hadn't even realised, because I didn't try and stay up, because I've got a radio show to run today.
Some of us got work.
The match was also put back in.
Yeah, till 2 a.m.
So you kind of stayed the course. You were there 1 o'clock. And then
half asleep.
It's going to be 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you didn't make it.
No, I didn't make it. But, so yeah. I tried. Yeah, A for effort.
So, as we were saying before the break, we've got two super guests with us today. We have Molly. Molly, pronounce your surname for me, because I know I'll get it wrong.
I'm probably going to muller this now. It's Shibarus.
Molly Shibarus from Main Construction Contractor Bovell, based in Rochester. And we have Piotr Bittner from local Ashford-based structural engineering consultancy that bears his name. Bittner, welcome
That's
to
correct.
The show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Lovely to have you both with us today. So, Molly, if I can start with you, please. Your job title is Business Development Manager for Bovell. So perhaps you can start by telling us a little bit about the company and your role within that, if you can.
Yeah, so it was established in 2014, and within that decade we've really built our reputation around the healthcare sector, education, predominantly in the southeast, London, but mainly Kent. And our biggest client is East Kent Hospital Trust. But we are very proud to be local. We sponsor Chatham Town Stadium, and we do a lot of local initiatives as well.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, which is quite exciting. So I know you've got a very new and exciting tie-up with East Kent College right here in Ashford, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about your ethos as a business. You know, what makes Bovell... proud of what it does. What would clients say about you as a construction firm if I were to ask them?
Yeah, so we are really proud to be a collaborative company. We don't want to just start and finish a project and hand it over. We really want to understand what the clients want, what the clients need. That's where my role comes in. Even before the project starts, we try and find out their pain points, because we all have pain points, but it's trying to understand them as an individual client. And it's something we're really proud of, to be, we're not just building, you know, infrastructure. We are building places where people will learn, people will recover, people will work and use them for every day. So it's a bigger beast than just constructing something.
I really like the sound of that. So it's very much at the beginning understanding that client brief,
yeah,
and then making sure that every step of the way you actually deliver on that. And as you say, it's much more than just the finished piece of infrastructure.
Yeah, and we're not just all talk. We really, when we say we're going to do something, we make sure we execute it, and we try and find ways. There's always going to be challenges along the way. I mean, a lot of the time when you're working in hospitals or even schools, they're live environments, so there's a lot of sensitivities and a lot of challenges that you'll face on the daily, but we try our hardest to work around that as best as we can.
Yeah, and I'd like to understand a little bit more about your role,
yeah,
if I can, because you know, you're not a salesperson, but you are representing the company day to day.
Yeah.
At networking meetings, you and I were together at a golf day on Friday.
Yeah.
For example, you were networking, you know, with other construction firms in the room. But you know, when it comes to business development in a construction firm, how does it work? I mean, it, you know, it's not like you're going to turn up at a networking meeting and someone's going to give you a brief for a multi-million pound, you know, hospital refit, for example. So what is the role of business development manager? How do you see it?
So construction is all about partnerships. It's all about relationships. And you won't get anywhere if you don't look after people and collaborate with people. I think collaboration, I'm going to say a lot today, but it is all about trying to build those relationships. It's very old-fashioned in that sense, and if you're not getting in front of people, you're not talking to people and getting to know them, you won't get anywhere, which I really, really respect with construction, because I think in this day and age with technology, we hide behind screens and stuff like that. You can't do that with construction, and we've seen each other at multiple events recently, and it is all about building those relationships.
So you have to network.
You have to
be seen.
Yeah.
You have to be top of mind, I guess.
100%.
Because and collaboration means, you know, actually, we have a project coming up, but I think they, i.e. you, might be a perfect fit for that as well.
Exactly, and I think people buy into people, and construction isn't just a week's notice. You know, the client side, they're working on this years in advance, so you have to be ahead of the game and always thinking ahead, and I'm always the eyes and ears for the company to try and find the next step and the next opportunity.
Great. So you mentioned healthcare. Tell us about some of the other sectors that you're particularly strong in.
So education, we've done a really good project at 100 of Who for Lee Academy. We are growing that department. We are also, we do a lot of commercial, and then we are stepping or dipping our toes into residential. We've got an exciting project that's soon to be starting just down the road, called Swanton House, working with Ashford Borough Council. So that's very exciting.
Brilliant. Okay, so a nice presence in Ashford as well.
Yes, I'm an Ashford girl, so very proud to be working. Yeah. Like,
my neighbour, right?
Yeah, we're neighbours, we discovered today.
Fantastic, okay. So I'd like to understand a little bit about why you chose a career in construction, because it is a traditionally male-dominated,
yes,
industry. But again, you know, having been at a Hayley's Heroes golf day with you on Friday and seeing, you know, the number of female colleagues of yours that were in the room, actually, there's a kind of turning tide there, isn't there?
It's definitely grown. I've been in construction now for about 5 years, I want to say, and it's definitely improving. I think there's a lot of preconceived notions with construction that is very heavily male-dominated, and that might have been the case, but there's definitely a lot more women coming in. And I actually think it's the most welcoming industry. As we were talking about, it's all about networking, all about relationships, and it's a really great industry to work in. There's so many opportunities. Had you told me 10 years I'd work in construction, I'd be like, I'm not going to be on a building site. But there's so many opportunities, from finance to business development to even health and safety. Like, there's so many opportunities out there, and it would be great to encourage the younger generations to really get involved, particularly younger women.
Yeah. So how did you make that decision? I mean, what was your sort of route into working in construction? Was it because, I mean, you're very much a people person.
What makes you say that?
immediately. So, you know, when it comes to sort of, you know, making those connections, building those relationships, that's obviously a key strength of yours. Did you think that construction was going to offer you that opportunity?
No, not at all. I thought I was going to be building houses or something like that. But I was working in a retail head office, very different, very big contrast. I was looking at a screen all day, commuting to London, and I absolutely hated it. I was so miserable. It worked for some people, but I was chatting away to colleagues, distracting everyone. And I got talking to a good friend of mine, Steve, who works for a consultancy, and he was like, you need to get into construction. And I laughed in his face. And I actually considered it, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna really have a look at this, and I wouldn't look back. It's been the best thing I've ever done.
Brilliant, fantastic, good. So thinking about Beauville and your kind of presence locally,
yeah,
I know you've recently signed something really quite significant—a memorandum of understanding with East Kent College in Ashford, to sort of, you know, combat some of the industry skills gaps.
Yeah, because it's
tell us a little bit about that.
It's a real problem at the moment. There's a real gap in the younger generations going into this industry. And so Swanton House, that I mentioned earlier, is right next door to EKC, and we thought we can't miss this opportunity. So we've sat down with EKC, and we are trying to find ways we can offer some sort of experience, some sort of insight for these young students to go into the next steps. And a lot of these kids don't have experience on a live site. So obviously health and safety depending, and there's a lot of things we need to sign off and clear off, but hopefully we can give them experience on a live site, and it'll be really nice to collaborate with them. And there is an agreement in place, even if we do, I mean, we started doing careers fairs with them, and I think it's really nice, myself and Hannah, who's on my team, she does marketing, we're going to these events so kids can see that, or young adults, I should say, they can see that there's more to construction than just being on the tools.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm all for that. That's absolutely brilliant. Now, I know you also do a lot in the charity sector as well, and you work very closely with the recently rebranded Royal British Veterans Enterprise. Tell us a little bit about that as well, if you can.
So that's a brilliant, brilliant charity. They're based in Aylesford, and it's all about giving veterans a new purpose in life. I don't know if you've been yourself, but definitely try and go to the village. It's all about giving them opportunities, teaching them new skills. They come out of, you know, service, and they've gone from a very structured lifestyle to having or everything and anything, and it can be too much. So they start off by training them to make the road signs. I don't know if you've seen, you would have seen them, they're everywhere. And the big one that I love seeing is on the M20, you know, the one that goes off to Gatwick.
Yeah.
They've done that, and it's so impressive, and everything they do is brilliant. So we really try and support them.
So you do a lot of fundraising for them?
A lot of fundraising for them and East Kent Hospital charity.
As well, fantastic.
Yes.
Good. Okay, how do we get in touch with you?
How
do we connect with you? How do we connect with Beauville?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn. That's probably the first step. If you've got any questions or anything we've spoken about today, please do get in contact with me on LinkedIn. We've also got our website, which is www.beauville.co.uk, and then you can also have a look on our LinkedIn. We do a lot of live posts on there and stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Molly, thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you with us. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit more music, then we're going to come back and have another chat with Piotr, and then I think what I'd like to do is bring you both together at the end just for some
perfect
closing.
Yeah, amazing.
Sounds great, yeah.
Do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the BizConnect.
That's the new show we're launching.
It's a new show. I'm also a guest. We've been talking with the lovely Molly from Beauville, main construction contractor based in Rochester, but also very active in the Ashford community. And what I'd like to do now is have a conversation with our second guest today, and that is Piotr Bitnar from local Ashford-based structural engineering consultancy that bears his name, Bitnar.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that's me. Hello.
Piotr, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Lovely to have you with us today. Tell us a little bit about you. I think we'll start with you, because you have a slightly unusual...
Accent, do you mean?
Name. Yeah.
Name. An accent,
so,
all right.
So it comes from another place, yeah. Let's kind of, you know, let's talk
about
that.
Gladly. Yeah, I'm not a national or local name yet. So, yeah, it's maybe better to talk about myself than anything else. And I do love a little bit of reminiscing. Hopefully, I'll be a little bit more romantic than menacing, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go
so
on with it.
So, your roots are originally from Poland.
Indeed, yes, yeah. I arrived here. And taking this an island, I arrived by a craft, but it wasn't a dinghy. I arrived by an aircraft quite some time ago, yeah. But my roots to sort of connection with Britain is a little bit longer than that.
Okay.
My grandfather fought in World War II, like many grandfathers did, you know, and including the Italian campaign that's ended in Monte Cassino, and a lot of boys actually came here. But yeah, he was called by his wife to come back and do my mum, and therefore I'm here.
so you and I have that in common.
Do we?
I also have a Polish Uncle Val,
you do,
who also fought in that campaign at Monte Cassino and the liberation of Warsaw. Mm. And then he came back to the UK after the war and married my dad's sister, Auntie Lily.
There you go.
And sadly, Uncle Val has passed away, but Auntie Lily's still with us, 95, still going strong. So we share that.
A lot of great boys fought in that, that war, yeah. And one of them actually ended up in Edinburgh Zoo. I don't know if you heard about that. It's called Bartek the Bear. they actually adopted the guy in Afghanistan as a little bear, you know. And they adopted him, and he was helping them drink the brandy and smoke the cigars and help them, take those crates of artillery. And he nearly didn't make it to Italian campaign. Because he didn't have the officer, the papers, the passport, or whatever they call it back then. So they actually invented an officer grade for him, and he got one. ended up in Edinburgh Zoo.
It's an actual bear.
It's an actual bear. He even got the.
I didn't know it was just a nickname for someone
else. Actual animal. Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to look that up.
He's got a bronze statue in Edinburgh.
So that's a little bit of background that we both share, which is an amazing story.
It is.
Why did you decide that ultimately the UK was the best place for you to advance your career in the kind of construction space?
I don't know if I can tell you the secret, but. Money.
Well, it
started with money, right? It was 2007, and I was studying applied software engineering for business and economics, and I sort of needed to support myself during that. And one of my friends was actually moving to London, so I thought, hey, why not go there and a little, maybe learn a little, earn a little, and you know, and see where it's gonna take us. Well, 20 years after that, I'm still here and went through quite a few different experiences. Put myself through university, you know, the bachelor's and master's. I ended up with a master in civil engineering, concurrently doing the chartership with the Institution of Structural Engineers. Worked on some of the biggest landmark projects in London, like refurbishment of the St. Pancras International, the Westfield White City, or the skyscraper in Liverpool Street called Heron Tower. I think it's Salesforce Tower now, but yeah. Mm. I put several of those big windows in, you know, so I can say that.
Amazing. You also cut your teeth on basement extensions, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that was my first thing, really. Yeah.
Kensington and places like
Wow, yeah, it was super eye-opening, really. Yeah. You know, like, the first project I cut my teeth in, it was actual double basement underneath the Muse House.
Yeah.
So I had like a whatever, the gym on the floor below, and then the swimming pool on the floor below. Yeah. It was actually deeper underground than it was over the ground, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, it was very interesting. You cannot do them anymore, you know, those sort of projects.
All gone, but
it's all gone, yeah. You have to own the whole block to do that now, you know. But, yeah, back then you could do it under the Muse House, yeah.
Neighbours' houses are falling down.
A little trouble, with water structural management, problems. You know, structural problems, yeah. No one would thought about it, but, you know, hey. We know about it now, yeah.
Okay, so you've got a broad kind of breadth of experience there. Tell us a little bit about what you do today with Bitnar. So there's a commercial side to what you do, working with main contractors like Bovil, and I know you've been collaborating on a project recently. But there's also sort of a residential side to what you do as well. So just give us an overview for what you offer.
Oh, yeah, there's all sort of different sides to it, really, you know, being a chartered engineer and being involved in construction from all of the different angles, from the end of the shovel to actually designing places, you know, it gives us this sort of special viewpoint of the whole spectrum of stuff, of, you know, how the construction works. So we do help likes of Bovil to deliver projects, you know, either on the sides of preparing the tenders for, you know, to go to the subcontractors or on the other side of things, you know. Yes, we indeed received one of your tenders for the Royal, what was the name of the headquarters in Aylesford? This one. And I think it's one of the most comprehensive one we ever received, you know. So, yeah, kudos to Bovil for that, you know. Yeah, we priced for it. Don't know whether we will win. Will we, Holly? I don't know. But let's leave it there, yeah. But, yeah, we do all sort of things. And we help normal folks as well, you know. Yeah. Like, we're not going to cut ourselves away from the normal people who usually, unfortunately, are praise for, I don't know how to call them, you know, it's a wild, wild west out there sometimes,
yes,
you know, there's
absolutely.
A lot of cowboys trying to
I can talk from personal experience, which has been very helpful to me recently.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
With a neighbour that was, you know, having an extension, hadn't provided any kind of prior notice to us that they were intending to do these works. And so I was able to kind of call on Piotr's expertise with regard to, you know, party wall agreements, for example.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't disappoint, did we? Did
not at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was very... Because, you know, your average homeowner isn't an expert in the law.
No.
And it's important to understand that, you know, rather than just kind of sitting back and, you know, waiting for all this to happen and having no say in it, actually... You know, you do have legal recourse, and there is a legal process in place
there
to help
indeed
safeguard
is, yes.
homeowners. You know, when works like that are being carried
out.
Yeah,
unfortunately, there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there, you know, and they either don't know about it, and sometimes maybe you could
Well, I think the reality is you have builders who are used to doing things a certain way. And the law has perhaps changed.
And they just keep on going the old way, yes, absolutely.
Not on top of it.
No,
so
it's not really.
To have somebody like you that people can kind of get second opinion.
At the lowest scale of things, you know, it's like, it can be very messy. It can be messy and outright dangerous, really. And, you know, it's everyone sort of goes, everyone's port of call with the small domestic work is usually a builder. Because you think they know what they're doing, right? And very often they do. But very often they don't, and it ends up in all sort of different avenues that you don't really want to venture in. But you know, we're always there. We sort of develop that little schedule of stages of work we call Bitnar Project Blueprint. Mm-hmm. And wherever you are, even if you decided not to come to us the first, you know, at the very beginning of the whole thing, it's fine. You can come when the problem starts to arise. We can get you on board and show you where you missed, what you missed, and why you've missed it. You know, explain the whole process and take it and direct you from there.
And that's what I like about what you've done on your website. You've sort of compartmentalized the whole kind of process, haven't you?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
So that people can say, okay, you know, actually this is relevant to me, this is happening right now, and I need some advice on this. Or actually, I'm thinking about a project from start to finish, and I need all of that advice start to finish. I need my hand holding through all of that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we sort of, for the small projects, I shouldn't maybe say that secret, you know, but it's priced underneath the actual commercial value of delivery of the services that we do. because yeah, it's a little bit different, and we want those people to have access to us at a reasonable price for them, reasonable price, not for us really, and help in this way, you know, to better the construction. But yeah, we get our cut from the big bear boys like Bovil. Okay. Then, you know, so yeah. But yeah, we do help them as well, you know. Right now we're working on maybe locally for the Tented and Leisure Centre as an employer's agent for them, helping them in their capital improvement works. We do a lot in that space as well, you know. Yeah. We do have a client, the luxury hotel in Kensington and Chelsea. We help them to change them rooms into the magical spaces for the families, you know, that yeah. Some Narnia moments, you know, when you come to
somewhere. I know you're always posting on LinkedIn pictures of giant cracks in walls.
Yes, that's a hobby of mine.
I wonder where that was going. I'm sorry. Okay. We're talking about construction.
So moving on. Sorry.
The
point about all of that is, you know, clearly, and then there's always a big question mark, you know, attached there, which is, you know, how on earth does this happen?
You know, a lot of people actually ask this question, and we do have the clients, the facility managers, and we survey a lot of public buildings for the Department of Workmen and Pensions and whatnot, you know, and yeah, they invite us whenever their buildings are falling apart a bit, you know.
And it's not necessarily the result of shoddy workmanship, you know, a building might have sunk or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I like to tell to everyone that they see a little crack in the wall, like, do you know that we actually sit on the rock that's hurrying through space quite fast? You know, and things do move, you know, and so
mind-boggling on that level.
It is mind-boggling on that level, but, you know, if you have a crack, and that's not a professional advice, come and call us, you know, but if you cannot put your elbow through the crack, it's probably all right, you know, it's not a big deal. But, yeah, before you rested at that, come and call us.
Okay, brilliant. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about your podcast that you have. We're not in competition, obviously, you and I.
Oh, here we go. Toe-to-toe with Martin White.
I know you have your own podcast where you talk about some of these issues in the industry.
You
called it People, Projects, Profits. So give us a brief
overview. Yeah, I actually call it Bitnut Talks. Yeah, I've started a little bit more professionally on all different professional subjects, but sort of I rested at that, and now new episodes go talking about people, projects, and profits, because ultimately in construction, well, people deliver those projects, and those projects need to bring profit for those people to have something to do. Mm-hmm. And on that front, you know, that profit actually says which projects get built, and on extension, what the people become and how they behave in the whole system. And I find, you know, having that experience from very bottom and very top, you know, brushing shoulders with the biggest in the industries like Arups or whatever, throwing the names around, it's everyone's in their own silos, right? Clients talk to clients, designers talk to designers, contractors talk to contractors, you know, and no one really sees the whole big picture of things. And then we have legal aspects of that stuff, you know, and yeah, so many things to construction, really. And I want to break those silos and start talking about it, so join it all up, so people have a little bit more of the understanding of the whole profession and people involved within it.
Fantastic. So, Piotr, give us a shout-out for how people listening today, either on a commercial level or perhaps, you know, residential householders, can get in touch with you. And also a shout-out for Bitnut Talks as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Martin, if you like to visit our talk in our podcast, you know, we can come to some sensible arrangements, I think. but leaving it at that, yes, they obviously can come visit our websites. We do have a special dedicated section for homeowners that they can book the dedicated services, you know, this book online section of it. All of our commercial clients, it's better to actually come and approach us directly. If you don't really know whether we can help you with your project, it's better to come and talk to me first. You know, at the end of the day, we are consultants, you know, we're here to help you. If we cannot help you, maybe we know someone who can actually. You can come and you can come to LinkedIn, where I'm quite active there, as you mentioned. Obviously, listen to Bitnut Talks, People, Projects, Profits. If you want more construction thoughts, stories, and occasional control chaos, like we see here. But we are all over there. And the website is bitnut.co.uk. Couldn't be simpler than that.
BYTNAR.co.uk.
Brilliant. Indeed, yeah.
Look, I think what we're going to do is we're going to play another one of your tracks, and when we come back, I'm going to bring the two of you together just for some closing thoughts.
Perfect. So, thank you, Martin.
Do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the Biz Connect radio show today. We are drawing the show to a close, so I'd just like to turn to our guests one last time, Molly and Piotr, and just ask you for your closing thoughts, really. Molly, I know you're very keen to sort of to further careers in construction with young people.
Yeah, so if anyone is unsure of what they want to do, I know when I left school I was very unsure of what I wanted to do, and I really wish I'd gone into construction sooner. So if anyone's got any questions or anything like that, please reach out. But we definitely want to do more work experience and create more opportunities to help support the younger generation to get into construction.
And look out for what's happening exciting in Ashford, obviously.
Yes, definitely. Ashford's a very exciting place at the moment. I'm very proud. And I think, you know, hearing all the projects that are coming up. So we definitely want to be able to give back locally.
Yeah, and your association with the college, obviously, is a big part of that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant. Good, okay. Piotr,
how long you've got? Yeah, I can go for a while.
I know you're keen to talk about the complexity of the kind of the construction process and communicate that.
Yeah, everyone sort of, like, many people consider construction to be a simple business, right? Many of us used to be seeing buildings rising up, or, you know, right, left, and center in our neighborhoods as we go live our lives. But ask a wannabe DIY contractor 6 hours in 50-minute job whether it's simple. You know, he may have a different idea about that. You know, I think the construction is simple, but it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of different moving parts, different departments, different silos that you need to merge together. And you see, the small projects can be very stressful if you don't put all of those things together. They can be stressful and outright dangerous. And the large projects very often lose common sense and become bloated and inefficient. You know, so there's a lot of work on that. I like to say that you should be sharpening an axe for 6 hours and then chop the tree in 15 minutes rather than, you know, sharpen it for 15 minutes and then lose your sanity chopping it for 6 hours, you know. And in construction, to get to this level of, you know, of proficiency, it usually takes a lot of education, a lot of development, 10 to 15 years of experience, you know, to be any good at that, you know. The only way to do this in construction is basically that. But, you know, you can pay people like Bittner or Boville to help you with it, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't have to go through all of that arduous journey, and we can help you deliver good projects.
Speak to the experts.
Always, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, look, it's been lovely having you both on the show today.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's sweltering in the studio. It is. All the equipment seems to be working, which is amazing. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to sign off. We have got one more track to play, and I think you might know this one as well. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with two more super guests. But I think for now, all that remains to do is say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
It's coming home, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
We'll be back with you again very soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.